Hello and welcome back, SIP listeners, to another STEAM information podcast, which we like to call a SIP here at Technology Expresso. I'm Dee Mage, and today I came across an interesting article about a program in which they teach inmates how to code. And I'm just fascinated by this and would like to share some of the information with you that I came across. So this is directly from the website of the program, which is called The Last Mile. And it starts off by telling you just how the program got started, which it began about 5 years ago, when a gentleman by the name of Chris Ridlitz entered San Quentin State Prison for the first time. And because of his background in venture capital, he was invited to speak to a group of men about business and entrepreneurship. He was so impressed by the men's level of business knowledge and desire to learn, he began to nurture the idea of creating a technology accelerator inside the prison. His wife and business partner, Beverly Perini, was not immediately enamored with the idea, but they agreed to immerse themselves into the issue of incarceration in America and find a path to help resolve this daunting problem. Beverly agreed to join Chris on a journey to create The Last Mile, also known as TLM. Since its inception, The Last Mile has generated a groundswell of support for criminal justice across America. Never before have we experienced such a cooperative, nonpartisan effort to curb the problem of mass incarceration. Imagine if we could break the cycle of incarceration and instead of spending tax dollars for prison, we could spend these tax dollars on higher education and provide educational opportunities for youth in underserved communities. This would enable them to choose a different path than the one of crime. With education and career training opportunities, we could break the generational cycle of incarceration. There's plenty of proof that the impact of one man's incarceration is felt by families and communities for decades. Some stats that they have on their webpage is the U.S. contains 5% of the world population, 25% of the world's incarcerated population. Since the 1970s, our prison population has grown by 700%. Prison spending for state and federal institutions is nearly $48 billion a year. It's just unbelievable. And the rate of men returning back to prison is over 60%. I mean, it's almost uncomprehendable. I also came across another article from TechCrunch after learning about the program. And this article, Megan Rose Dickey writes about what it's like at San Quentin's coding school. So the prison is located north of San Francisco, and there's an European-like fortress along the water that is home to over 3,000 prisoners. The surroundings are beautiful, but the tall walls of San Quentin, which is the oldest prison in California, make it impossible to be able to enjoy any of it from the prison yard. When I first entered the facility, one of the media escorts said heaven was on our right and hell was on the left. To my right was a chapel and places of worship for Muslims, Jews, Christians, and Protestants. To my left was the adjustment center, where San Quentin's more violent criminals are imprisoned. That's the side closest to the only death row in California. Down the hill and past the yard, where one prisoner played the trumpet while some played basketball and others jogged, is where the Last Mile's code 7370 is situated. What used to be a printing factory is now the headquarters of the most innovative element of San Quentin. It's where incarcerated people learn entrepreneurial skills, how to code, and the elements of web design. The last mile, in partnership with the California Prison Industry Authority and the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, hosted its third ever graduation and demo day for programmers and designers at San Quentin. Through two tracks, as well as a design track and code 7370, incarcerated individuals can learn HTML, JavaScript, CSS, Python, web and logo design, data visualization, and user interface, user experience. In total, 18 incarcerated people celebrated the completion of their code 7370 course load. Most of these guys know more than people on the street, states CAPIA Executive Officer Charles Patalino. And shortly after entering the printing factory turned coding school, the Last Mile co-founder Chris Ritlitz introduced me to a gentleman by the name of Steve Larcerita. He had been in prison for 11 years and is looking to get out in mid-May. Larcerita is part of the Last Mile Works, which is a joint venture program that works with organizations such as Airbnb and the Coalition for Public Safety to complete projects for them. Through TLM Works, Larcerita built a website along with a couple of other inmates for CPS, and his teammates did this all without access to the internet. When he's released on parole, Larcerita told me he wants to keep learning about computer programming. So, no inmates are allowed access to the internet. So, they're doing all of this without internet access. I find this program truly interesting and amazing because in my personal opinion, don't really see where a lot of inmates get the true rehabilitation that is necessary for them to be acclimated and back into the society. I mean, they come home and they have very limited skills, and then the jobs that they need in order to truly build a life for themselves in order not to fall back into crime, a lot of times they're not able to have access to just because of the criteria. I mean, you have to state that you were once you committed a felony, and to a certain extent that kind of eliminate you in a lot of cases. And so I just found that this program it was truly amazing to me. But I would love to hear your thoughts. So please shoot us an email at technologyexpresso@gmail.com or shoot out a tweet to tech_expresso. That's TECH_EXPRESSO. Again, thanks for taking the time out to hear our 10 minutes or less daily sip of STEM news. And we will be happy to welcome you back tomorrow. Until then, have a wonderful day.
You have been listening to Technology Expresso Cafe Radio. For a full list of our broadcast archives, social media handles, contact information, and upcoming shows, visit our website portal at www.technologyexpresso.com.net and .org. Call our event hotline 855-484-6837 for a list of STEM-related events in various states across the country. That's 855-484-6837. Your feedback is important to us. Send us an email through our website or directly to technologyexpresso@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember to listen, learn, leverage, launch.